What's up, guys? How are they? Good afternoon. Abi. Happy new month. Happy new everything like this. How is everybody doing? How are they? Once again, welcome to the Nigerian Experience Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm your host, Timo. And of course, I have my guys with me, Akim. Okay. Akim, startup founder. And Yeni.
Startup founder, only get to buy.
Akim, Yeni, don't enter you.
She says, I'm not intrigued, Akim. I'm just saying. I mean,
startup founder, we don't get to buy like this.
Startup founder.
By the way, happy new month, you all. Welcome to another interesting episode.
So, Yeni is cutting me off like this now. Wow. What worry? What lie? Actually,
I'm cutting you off.
40 minutes, don't worry.
But for you though, why is that thing going crazy? Why do startup founders not have money?
Sure, you go they buy new clothes. You go pay developer.
I mean, they invest all their money now. That's just
waiting the day. Me, I know the startup founder. Waiting that they invest it.
We pay our developers, guy. And we pay for legal stuff, our clients, our connections.
Akim is owing me then because he owe me plenty.
Don't call him out now. Akim,
that means I've been working pro bono for this bastard for long.
I'm never gonna deny it.
You are owing me money. I'm
owing him money.
You're owing me like too much money. I've been working pro bono
for like what? Like
for 2 years now. Let's say my net
salary. Who will take a risk on a 100 level photo student?
They can mind 100 level, I mean 400 level.
When I accepted you to the Italy store, you were like, 200 level? 200 level, no experience, no shit. And now you have 2 years of working experience.
See, Akim is coming at me very bad. He said I had no experience.
Imagine. What no experience, bro?
So throughout that 2 years, I offered no value.
No, you offered value. I also offered you value. I gave you validation. Nobody. You did an unpaid internship.
Before we go down this line.
I think it's not a person that gives validation instead of paying.
Twitter. Olushin, okay. I need to verify people. Before we go down this line, guys, let's come back. Welcome, guys, to a new episode. Of course, we are here again to like give you guys like the fullest of vibes. And on today's episode, we have a guest here, like Anagba. He's also a dev guy. Like, tech people just did my life like this. God, I beg. I know, be like, say, they make 10 era from tech. They meet it by me. Welcome, Bernard. Welcome to the Nigerian Experience Podcast.
Yeah. Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
Cha. I am here to defend the honor and pride of my people. That's all.
Okay, this man said he's straight to business.
All right.
Akim, you have been really, really, really doing this thing. Why? Since when you came back from Abuja, you never let us rest. You know the drag Abuja people. So how to like push this thing direct, Abuja or Lagos? You know, Lagos or Abuja, let's just go straight to the point. So we have Akim Lawal representing the good people of, you know, I think that they call people where they represent Lagos again. She's an honorable, honorable Akim Lawal.
So let me correct you, is Senator.
No, how you go be Senator now? I'm honorable now.
I'll be Senator, I beg. Please, you know you're honorable for
no
you.
Best.
Senator
Akim Lawal,
also known as Haggas ETH on Twitter.
Representing the good people of Lagos. And we have Bernard, Senator Bernard, representing the good people of the FCT. So Akim has been really, really, really putting unnecessary banter at these people. This thing don't even vex me because why you go just did the insult Abuja unnecessarily, guy, for crying out loud.
Before we start, let me call out my receipts. Hold on, guys. So I bought a ream of paper and two sellotape for 3,009.
A ream of paper
and two sellotape.
So like, before we even like go into details, why, like, I want you to like give us touch base.
Okay, so
what's with you, Abuja?
Because if I should I'm going to talk about why I went to Abuja. Because if I talk about it, I'll be the most wanted man right now. Okay. So I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah, just like touch base.
So too. Okay, so my company paid for my trip to Abuja now. Now we need you in Abuja to undo some stuff. Classified,
okay.
And while I was there, of course, I'm in a new city where I don't know there's no bus stop. There's no designated bus stop like Lagos.
Yeah.
When I was in Abuja, like the first thing I knew was coming out from the airport, there was no designated bus stop. People were standing on that bridge waiting for all this Aleke or something on the express.
They were standing on that
bridge. You know, on that bridge, like you have on Osun, the expressway.
Yeah.
Like we're standing there, like obviously that was like clearly a bus stop, but there's no designation. So, oh, what a shocky bus stop. Oh.
No, you're not.
I don't say this guy city. No good try and wash on.
So,
because I'm going to find bus stop. Think, oh, walk down, there's bus stop there.
And okay, so that was the first turn off about the city.
That was the first thing I noticed about like transportation. Turn off. I was like, oh, maybe they are still building. Because I see that, of course,
Abuja still they build.
Abuja still build a lot of places.
Still they build. Abuja has built for long. Bernard.
No, I support him. I support him on that one.
No, he's asking now. He wants to say, Bernard,
come. Let me land. I never took my paragraph.
I came the airport, making land.
So, like, but the first thing I noticed was I was going to that communications office from the airport. This Uber guy did 120 for almost an hour.
120
for almost an hour. And we didn't get to the to AIT. And I was using Google Maps, so I make sure it doesn't carry me a loss because I'm not a loss.
It's not as if it was turning around. Exactly. Like Lagos
now, one road in the go.
Straight. Like, say straight. They travel.
Bro, from National Stadium to the airport was like what? 20 kilometers. That is last two to Island, both ways.
Gokong.
Yes.
But for real, Bernard, wow, this one will be like news to me. But why Abuja they full of land, man?
Yeah, like, it's full of land. I don't understand why they plan the city to be that like extensive. And in those extensions, the biggest problem I have is that in those extensions, there are no services. For example, I want to watch a movie in Shuleri. I cannot go to Shuleri. I don't want to go to Ikeja or Highland.
To watch a movie.
The fuck?
You know that Shuleri, more than no, guys, it's explicit content. Okay, guys. Explicit. Go on, guy.
Like, that's my problem. I don't know my biggest problem Abuja, like, can I find somewhere shop prices? Like, oh, this thing was here since.
I see from this angle that, you know, that because you don't stay Lagos, someone that was born in Abuja would like see that's a normal thing. I'll be Bernard, because I don't know.
Did you move from Abuja?
Because.
Or Lagos or Abuja, right?
You see?
It's actually a normal thing because all the times that I have gone to school, I have used flights. So it's from my house to the airport. The airport is in Gwagalada. Gwagalada is like Abuja. Forget all these things that people are claiming the capital. Gwagalada are like the indigenous of Abuja, you understand? It's just like you can't come to Abuja land and build an airport where the indigenous will not like it, you understand? It's their land. It's just like you come to my land.
So Gwagalada is like the art of Abuja, Abi?
Not really. If you're looking for people who are like Abuja, you know that most people that live in Abuja are like from different states. I see someone from Lagos, Nigeria. When I'm talking about Abuja, I mean people who are from Abuja, you understand, the Bagi people.
Yeah.
It's Gwagalada, you'll find them. Bagi people are from Gwagalada. That's why, you know, being Abuja is a Gwagalada to University of Abuja.
So Central District, that's not there. What we not call Central District? Because that's the problem. Everybody's at one end. Different ends. Everybody's at different ends. Very annoying. Like,
can I say something to you, Akin?
Sorry.
I have not been to Lagos like that, but from the reviews from my friends who have been to Lagos is crowded. You understand? There are a lot of people in Lagos. Here in Abuja, we're not that much. You can come to a street and for like 2 hours you not see anyone. It's not because
I don't understand.
Oh God, this is the day like that for Lagos.
Yeah, that one is an estate. It's talking about like regular.
On a regular.
Why you not go see people? Then they do ritual.
Exactly.
So then they carry your
room.
Guy, calm down, let him speak now.
Yeah, you need to be fine, boy.
Developer.
Am I seeing his face? Hey, Akin Bailoff.
Akin, that jealous bitch guy. Bernard, push.
The jealous bitch, yeah.
See, Abuja, when you're talking about, let's say, amenities like the university and the airport is in Gwagalada, just leave it there. Then when you're talking about the life of the city, you come to central area, you talk about Maitama, you talk about Wuse, you talk about Gwarinpa, different times. So when you're talking about, when you say different when you spend 30 minutes or how many distance on the highway, it's because you were coming from Gogada, and where you were going to was definitely in the central area. Either I would say Maitama or somewhere like that. Where were you going to? You said the IC office.
That, that communication was at top of one kind of rock like this. I think it's at Maitama, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. You see now, you're leaving the airport to the central area. Airport to central area is very far.
But airport, around airport there, around central area, the airport there, Ikeja. Anyway, Lagos is quite small.
Like I'm telling you, Ikeja, Ikeja to Island is like, what, 30 minutes?
You know the thing with Abuja? I feel like what they did with Abuja is that they scattered everything everywhere so that it will not be clustered. Have you tried?
It will not be clustered.
Yes, oh, yeah. If you've been to,
are you there, Bernard?
It is fucking crowded that you can't do it. But you see, I feel like why they did that was so that everyone can access different things at different areas. If you want to go to the airport, you don't have to stay in queue with the same people who are going to work. If you want to go to work, you don't have to stay in queue with the same people who are going to airport. You understand? There are like different ways, different places where you can achieve different tasks. That's what I feel.
But for you, man, I really cannot stay in that place because Lagos is quite different, to be honest. If you're going to work by 9:30 in Lagos, probably your work resumption time is 9:30.
Guys.
I'll wake up by probably 5:30 or 6:30 or something to prepare. But I
no cap. I woke up at Grand Pella Hotel. I woke up at 6:30. I was coming back to Lagos. I woke up at 6:30. I was done in my room by like 7:15. I had breakfast at like 7:30. I left from 7:30 to the airport. Bro, I almost missed my flight because of traffic. Because of traffic and bridge. All those bridges, like the civil servants are just going to work at 9 something. Hold up. Bro, at 9 something. I didn't listen to go Jaman, go Jaman on 120, no, Tommy Land Bridge. No time.
Let me explain something to you. When I was coming to school from my house, my flight was by 2:30. I left the house by 1. I got there about 10 minutes before my flight. Because I still had to do my check-in and everything. I was there on time. So, what day did you leave, sir?
Yeah?
What day did you leave? Was it only one day, like, usually, like, Mondays?
I was meant to come back on Tuesday, but I left on Wednesday.
Wednesday
is the work day now. Yeah. So, you see, there's something you should know, but in the morning, morning areas, but just know that that's central, as far as in that central area, but it's somehow crowded because almost all the big organizations, the work, everything is there. You see someone living in Nasarawa, we live in Nasarawa to in central area just to work because that's how this is.
I'm telling you, we're zooming out.
See where Guarimpa is.
Bro. Yeah, I'm checking this stuff on the map. Like, say they
one
go,
highway. Like,
say
bro,
they go in Ibadan, like this guy.
I swear. Just like if you're working in the airport at Abuja Air and you're living in the central area, yeah, going there through and through. Guys, just like that, traveling.
As in,
yeah,
traveling to work. City now.
Wow.
So,
about 30 to 40 minutes on.
Bro, not the time. What's the distance? Calculate the distance. Now, why I go enter 35 trip Abuja, 30 minutes, I go to pay 2.5.
Guy, this guy spent very much.
I can show you my receipt, though.
35 guy. Unlike Lagos guy, they flex for this Lagos
30
guy.
Minutes, bro. Don't 30 minutes cheap. I paid like 2.5.
Yeah, that's the thing. 30 minutes. Man, that's much.
Unless we enter 1 hour, now we they pay even reach 2K for this Lagos guy.
Guys, like 1.5.
Yes, now. For an hour trip in Lagos.
I think it was because of the fuel problem that time. Where did you come, sorry?
Yeah, there was fuel problems around that time. But I also used boat during that time, guy.
Yesterday, I went from my house to Banes in the city.
This is going simple here. I'm talking about at least the hotel around here.
But still, man, let's touch bases on other things. But the only thing I really know, Sha, I know like feeding is quite cheap. Apart from Akim that is doing like the eating out big boy life.
So I should ask one question.
Yeah, no, as official work now, he's staying there now. That's what I'm trying to like stay. See. So I know from the little I know I've been there once, but like it's been like a long time. Yeah. I was like quite little then. So I met my dad. I really do not have so much memories and all that, and it's been long. So like I know like feeding is cheap as buying stuff, or you know it's not like, all this food item stuff and all that are quite cheap. So but I know housing Abuja is sick. Yeah, my cousin that went there to do IT and all that guy, he talked about it and I was like, oh, somebody who does the start life, not really stay for Abuja, except if you won't go to stay for into the badlands, all those kind of things. You go think say you know go to pay. You go think say you know go to pay rent. Only transport alone. But transport is too cheap, Sha. But you go to.
Wait, I can't hear you guys anymore. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can.
Ha.
Yeah, so you go think say you know they pay. You know they pay for house rent, but you go the journey to work. If they go work.
Yo, bro. Let me play and what's something for me.
Okay.
So. You know the National Stadium now, Bernard.
Yeah.
So, you know what's that? That's a terrible one. Let me not use that one because there's some irregularities that. But let's do this. I went from downtown takeaway. In is it Central District or close to Banex? It's like what, like 15, 20 minutes away from Banex. Oh, God, it's Abuja. I don't think it's close.
Okay.
Well, it's around that Banex area, Sha. I went from downtown restaurants there to the stadium. Uh-huh. Then from the stadium to National Stadium. From the stadium, I took it to Wuse. I went to there's this energy like oil company guys there. I was going to visit. And then all these places I'm staying, I'm just collecting something and moving. You know, this kind of mission in GTA,
peak,
drop off and pick up.
Peak, drop.
Drop
peak,
off, yeah. Bullets, that kind of cruiser. I'm like, no, it's better to drop off. No one will come after me. So, that kind of GTA mission, I got the drop, pick. That's what I did, though. Then I have to, from there back to Grand Pella, I paid 10,000 naira. Bro, this was a roughly 3-hour trip. 10K. Makawai. How much is Uber hourly in Lagos? How much is Uber hourly in Lagos? Ah, go. When you guys told me 10K, like, I looked at the app, like just fuck me today, bro. Bro, I don't need cap. I can send you the receipt, though. Like, legit, I have to go into, like, Uber's algorithm and everything. When I figure that out, because they know that there's not a lot of traffic.
Use Uber or both? Let me ask you.
I use both, like, both of them. Cheapest at the point.
This is well, both.
And then again, I use both more because of maybe wait, I use both.
It's trying to state something. Bolt is what cheaper than Uber.
Bolt is not that expensive.
Ah, bro, I will do map for you and I'll show you. I'll send you screenshots now.
Okay, send me the screenshot because I know that from airport. I remember when I came back from school, I had to visit my friend in Kefi. That's the Nasarawa state. From the airport to Kefi, I spent 10,000 naira.
How many hours journey?
Bro, we're talking about. I'm talking about from Abuja to Nasarawa. My friend is in Nasarawa State University. So instead of going home straight, I went to the center. It was about 10K. So I'm surprised you saying that all this your waka ended up 10K plus. Because I know from airport to central area is what, about 6-7 or 5K.
You see this, I'm changing to something now. There's one very annoying about Abuja that you have to look at the kilometers before you judge anything. Because now, I use on Google Maps now, the airport to the hotel I was staying, it said 32 minutes. Bro, if somebody tells you as a Lagos minutes. Boy, 32 minutes,
yeah,
32
minutes, let's say, Oshodi said, no, 30 minutes. Let's say, you can't get along.
Yeah, bro, see. That's 37 kilometers. Ubers adjusted their Uber 35 adjusted their algorithm. We no longer put preference on time again.
Nah,
I put preference on distance. Because that was the
37 kilometers. Are you going to Ibadan? Yeah, what's Lagos to Ibadan, guy? Jesus.
He's roughly around, I don't think he's up to 30.
Yeah,
depends on where we start. Depends on where we start. Because depends on the start.
I feel like you're used to living in Lagos now. You coming to Abuja still, because let me tell you, if you know the amount of people that use boats in Abuja, almost where a lot on a day-to-day basis, where this boat driver is dropping you off, using an order, is picking you up. You understand? I feel like maybe it's because you're too used to Lagos that Abuja seems.
Okay, then can you explain to me?
Yeah,
explain to me why.
That one has to be there.
You get that?
That one has to be
calm down.
That one has to be there. Yeah, that one has to be.
Yo, Timo, I'll ask one question. I'll ask him one question, please. Can you then explain to me why my hotel was selling food for 3.5 for shawarma, chicken shawarma, and then Alpha, how much is shawarma in most of the hotels in Lagos? Eh? Most expensive shawarma I can get in Lagos 2K.
It depends on where you are.
Bro, can go to Chimia after that. I'll have food on island.
Still depends. Your hotel will not be in one room. Nah, better hotel you stay
bro,
for Abuja.
Shawarma in a hotel is not 3.5.
How much shawarma?
How much is a buffet?
How much
is a buffet in a hotel?
How much is your shawarma?
Shawarma in a hotel is 2K. I can chop your junior food for you.
2K.
Yes. Bro, there's a buffet in a hotel. Their buffet in the hotel is
so in one word, you're trying to say their food over there is overrated, like the price.
It's not just food. What Akim is actually pushing that everything now is overrated. Yeah, that city is overrated compared to Lagos because
yes, you're on road. There's no light. Bus stop. It's better than the entire Abuja flight. Cap it anywhere.
Yeah,
anybody that says in Lering will support that motion. Or do I like by under bridge? Where on Twitter? Where we speak chat? Sansuru Lering. Masha is fine past the entire Abuja at night. I can cap it.
Bro, your cap is
light. There's no street light on the express.
They say,
wait, no street light.
Bro. See, Tommy Lamb was 120 by low. You're gonna see the bump, you're gonna see everything. Bro, Abuja
is that so
okay. What street like
one night?
Maybe they don't get this that they know the first class city.
Yo, Bernard, I finished the story. One night like that, we're going from Central District back to my hotel. We now took the National Stadium side to turn. Omo. Bro, as for me, now go talk say no be me they drive. Say now Uber we can go. Now me they drive. That guy say no go stop. I go press speed. They go. Now police tell me say now Uber driver tell me say don't worry, it's police. Police is staying on that bridge where there's no light. All I saw were 4 men with AK-47. Ah!
I said
no lights, no nothing. Just body touch lights.
Guy.
Like say there be.
Yeah, hey, that's gonna be Boko.
Let me tell you something.
Check go stop it for that.
Most of the time,
it's looking badly. They go see police uniform.
Most of the time, from Ori to Abuja, I used to arrive here in the night. I must be taking the afternoon flight. Every single time I move from the airport to my house, there's always street light. Did you notice the shop right that was close to if you're coming from the airport after National Stadium, there's a shop right there. Did you notice that?
No, that's when you're going to the airport. You're going to the airport from the stadium. Yes,
even if you're coming from the airport.
They're not on both sides. They're only on one side of the road. Come on, I would shop right here on both sides of the road. Both
sides
of the express.
No, I mean, if you're coming from the airport, if you're going to the airport, you see it. If you're coming from
the airport, you see it. Yeah, now that I'm saying that, like, yes, your description, like I'm going from stadium to airport, is on my side.
Yeah.
Yes.
That place is fucking lively. I mean, from the airport to there alone, bro. The amount of street lights you pass at night.
Hey, that is one road, bro. That is one road.
I'm not done. I'm trying to break it down for you. Now, from that shop, right? From that shop, you know, I went to watch Nigerian Ghana at the airport, at the stadium.
At the airport or stadium?
Bro, stadium, sorry. Stadium is before the airport. I went to watch Nigerian Ghana at the stadium. That night, aside the fact that the stadium was crowded, you could walk freely because there was light everywhere. You could walk till you get a car. You understand?
You don't have bus. You used to get a car.
Yes, car they usually use bus.
Ah,
1 year, sir.
No, space for.
You would not have down for.
What is like, no enas.
No, no, no enas. No enas. It look like It will look like the Mikra in Abuja. You would now have Danfo or Faka or
Molu. That's bad.
All those cards, four people that sit there inside. Naim with that.
No. I can know your captain. Sorry, bro.
Bro, I don't send any boss. You go have Costa boss.
How?
I don't send any Costa boss, bro. Wow, okay, Costa boss. I don't see you, bro.
You cannot.
Those your small, small Mazda. All those your small, small Mazda 3, where the paint's green. I might be see up and down for Abuja.
but
for you, Akim, Abuja or Lagos? Class. Well, to settle down, Abuja or Lagos?
Oga Lagos, for me, Leki, to my leg, baby. They might bum on stairs. You might be a little bit again. But you could have a lot. And Ben of Salotola.
I came like
you put that. I'm about to share cigar. I took when I come out.
But for you, man, I can't really leave Lagos, but I cannot really say I'll leave Lagos since I've been living in Lagos all my life. So I cannot really tell the experience
the only thing I enjoyed about Abuja, I'm not going to lie to you. Abuja is somewhere I come and visit too, because as I enter Abuja, my team that went to life. Bro.
So they have a lotion.
Hook up. But the girls I was meeting, like, I met a lot of girls.
Actually met
a lot of responsible girls.
Responsible girls. What is responsible? Put quote on quote. Let me understand responsible. They are in church.
So maybe because I've used Tinder for a while here in Lagos.
What do you mean by
responsible? When I see a girl that's
you hook up, what do you mean by responsible?
Like actually going.
Okay, I will have responsible hook up.
Yeah.
I don't know, guy. Even though you know they do short time or long time, everybody that still woke up now, that's that woke up girl level. Why you gonna talk to the
Yeni, so Yeni, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm saying that not every girl is in a low show.
Yeah, of course.
And I said I had like that day I ran at Abuja. My Tinder app exploded. I went from somewhere that on a norms in the week I get like 20 likes in Lagos till I deleted my account. And I go to Abuja first day, as in like literally the second day. The next day at 12 o'clock and I had 56 matches. I was like, the fuck? How?
Yeah. Matches. Oh, wow.
Unlike Lagos, where we see ourselves, then the guys beating that since they're not journey before if you go meet person, the chances of you beating somebody in that journey.
I can show you this.
So since that will not connect to that easy,
you see this
like
girl,
that.
Bro, this girl is fine as hell.
Nah, Abuja get painting.
Ah no, painting like painting. I'm not gonna lie for you. It's the ladies against bring me back to Abuja, man, no lie. And Abuja get locations. Like I went out one night to one go kart.
Lagos
get location pass Abuja.
Location.
But
not even location.
Where I'm going to, guy, I'm telling you that I'm coming back to Abuja because of the women. But here's why. Because if I carry a girl come up for Lagos for night or for evening, then they express say more pop and SC, more will do something. Meanwhile, in Abuja, in Abuja, we outside met some girls. They came join us on our table. Kilara, Suya, my guy bought anything. My boss smile of ice, 500. I'm not married. And the girls, I bought drinks for the girls. Ball it that shame. We didn't spend more than 10K that day. Very surprising. Bro, my Lagos, I don't have enough like 50K.
Lagos, man, for that.
Lagos.
So, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I enjoyed that part that I could go outside and ball and not be red.
Yeah,
but my hotel guys pissed me off where I was
like, not all Lagos babes want you to ball like that. It depends on you.
To me at the poolside, guys, this one should be shocking.
Okay,
so we've been buying shawarma and drinks and stuff. So me, I was even looking at it that do you guys have, because on their menu they have tomahawk. So a tomahawk is a type of meat cut. It's like big steak. I'm not eat steak that diet. And that tomahawk was going for like 15k. So I'm like, oh, do you have wagyu beef? Like, oh, it's not available. One thing, one thing. Because I don't know how to eat. I don't want for any of that thing and that's today. If it's not available, bring my shawarma. Like, wait, but you guys supposed to sell Indomie now? Like, I'm missing Indomie and egg. Like, we don't really chop up for Lagos.
Yeah.
But quickly call me, Shah, Indomie and egg. Uh-huh. Now you will get money to go buy chicken on top.
Yeah.
I can already say, Alpha, give me Indomie and egg with chicken, though, since I no get wagyu beef. Next guy said, okay, go and bring my beer. I said, bring beer, come 7,000. I thought I'd say, very one. Nice one. The next day, give me a food, yo. I'm a bitch, chicken public. After that day, that was day 4. And I was in Abuja for like 8 nights. Since that day, I don't stick to my junior food, Chicken Republic, and Happy's
Meat. They allow you to bring food from external. In
that you. But then, we pour you back down. In the reception, we change. Have you seen my colleague? Our toes are big. We change it for them with Yoruba. We didn't speak English traditionally. So they will not hear what we are saying well. Some of them understood Yoruba, but not well. Sorry, Daruk, wow, you know, she ain't got.
Oh, yeah. I brought up my Yoruba talk. So let's just take like different ranges. So let's see. Let's just be honest now. Let's list 5 or 10 different range and see which one is better, Lagos or Abuja. So I'll say.
I'll say Abuja.
So I'm giving the two of you. I'll say
Lagos. Waterfront.
Let me give explanation.
There's only one lake in Abuja. There's ocean in Lagos. Atlantic Ocean. I can wake up and look at the Atlantic.
Let me give like basis.
Lagos is in the south. Abuja is in.
Let me give this to what I mean.
Let's see what to be more specific.
So let me be specific now. So housing in that's from pricing to view to aesthetics, like how
you have to raise this in
like
in Lagos are not directly correlated at all.
Talk about views,
this side of Lurie, not trenches.
Yeah, now trenches, of course.
If you go to the rich, you'll be news, views guy, and everything. All right, so that's what I'm saying. For me, it's still Lagos. Reason being the fact that you are free to do as you wish on where you want to stay. And then if I have like fun stay with my Kadenuga and cool. Bro, it's Banana Island. They're not in Central District or Matava. Even yet, the name, BGC, Ikoyi, Lekki, Banana Island. Lagos. And I hear Matava.
Where did you visit in Abuja? Sorry.
Bro, I literally went there around the entire Abuja. Oh, yo, I saw some madhouses, though. Towards that communications office, like that hill area. Like, yeah. Guy, you know those houses they show you on YouTube? I have like views on views in California, bro. It's Abuja. I know they cap that one. It did, but bro, and classic ocean, man. I can pack my boat in front of my house. Come on.
No, Lagos. You can't piss that one.
Lagos, they clear. Piss that one. Let me see you. I would just like a rock. Come back, carry boats. Go piss my uncle for Ikorodu.
Yeah, Ikorodu is even connected to the island.
Bro, they're building First Mainland Bridge already.
Yeah,
from Ogolonto to Civic Center. That junction. Close to opposite law school. First Mainland Bridge.
Still, yeah.
Come on, it's Lagos for me.
When you're talking Happy about
let house, speak now. Let's hear his own house.
I'll pick up. You understand? If you go to my camera, if you go to Busi, if you go to Asokoro, if you go to Gwarimpa,
even that
Gwaga. But like, how many people can live in those? Anyway, sir, it's still the same.
Is it open to everybody or just?
It's still the same. How many people can go and live in BGC? So yeah.
Oh God, in the drum, they want more like 10 people take one house. They want
go to
the drum.
Go to
bro. My cousin is in Asokoro.
My cousin is in Asokoro, but. In Asokoro alone, bro, before you get there, you pass like 3 estates. And if you have you seen how the places are arranged,
but
you just like you can't build. Your fencing now, your fencing cannot cross social lanes. You can't do this. You can't. You understand that that way.
Then they draw for Bujari for Jota. Then they draw for Bujari for Jota, bro.
Abuja is very regular.
No, you know Jota.
How regular is this in Lagos?
Then they do it like that.
How regular is this? How regular is this?
Bro, most estates. I'm talking about most estates in Lagos have laws. Most estates in Lagos has laws like that. So I beg, bro, go to Bujari. They do it there. There are some sections that all the houses in that entire area look the same.
Look the same. No, that's how most estates are.
Even my grandparents
played in what's the name again? In Jakondi.
Eno.
All the houses there are bungalow.
You can only build one story building. You can only build one story building. The entire estate can only build one story building. Yeah. And that particular side of there's one particular
section. All the houses look alike.
One story building. They all look alike, and they all have boys quarter with no second floor, boys quarter bungalow. You can now do open roof the way we do our own here. I was saying most people do that side.
Abuja housing plan is
the housing
very,
plan.
Very
good. Yes, housing Abuja plan. Abuja is more plan, but Lagos is better in terms of beauty choices, location, everything. There's no access, bro. You cannot lock down Surulere, Timothy. Am I right? Can you lock down Surulere? Timothy, wake up. Can you lock down Surulere?
Lock down
Surulere. Yes, there's no way you should move in and around.
No.
Guy, no. Where we are like this, the main road is in front of my house. Behind my house, there are two roads that run parallel the same length. Yeah. And the other side, same thing. In fact, four. Yeah, and the other
planned.
Side, that's parallel.
That one is
there is access everywhere.
Yeah.
But Abuja has one big expression again with the off in our face. Moving on, next point. They cannot be winner in this argument. Let's not even cap. Because both have our allegiance.
Yeah, that's essential. We cannot have a winner still because
we have allegiance. Yeah. What about that?
But Bernard has not really been to Lagos.
Exactly.
So
I've been to Abuja. I've been to Abuja well.
Yeah.
I spent 8 nights in my mind.
Yeah, I can spend a week, so you should spend a week too and see. The only thing in Lagos,
I grew up there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's to tell you.
No, we are like saying she come to our own Lagos. We are saying she come to our own Lagos.
Bro, as I get like this, in the next few hours, I'm going out. I'm going to locate. I'm going to chill with men.
Yeah.
All your executives.
And I have to get them. Socialization. Abuja people say
that
come to Lagos. That
politics.
Only the politics money that you
even funny enough.
Funny enough.
You know those politicians, they have us here in Lekki.
Yes, now of course.
Now. At this time, they're there with some Unilag students on Bandi on DD.
So Akin is the only person that called out to Unilag to be doing Olosho and Woke Up. Akin Lawal can answer for himself. Yes, so
Akin Lawal of Eran HQ.
Why are you putting my company's name out there for nonsense, man? Please, you are on your own, man. You personally call that you the lag girl. So socialization, no need to even talk about this one. Sorry, it's Lagos. I'm not even going to argue.
No,
let him laugh.
It's Lagos. Everyone can agree it's Lagos, man.
Socialization.
Lagos is crowded. Oh, do you know how many people are in Lagos?
Why is it crowded? You know,
we are isolated area all alone.
It's crowded because it's.
I have a friend. He's a startup founder. His company currently is valued at like what? In terms of savings, they have in the company around like $20 million. It's a fintech company in Ghana.
Okay,
He said. He told me one thing. He said. The dream of Ghanaian tech founders and co is to scale to Lagos. They don't say scale to Nigeria. There's a reason why they said scale to Lagos. Yes, 40 million people in Lagos.
Where is the center of commerce in Nigeria?
Center of commerce.
I'm trying to tell you that Lagos is the center of commerce. That's why. Oh man, go on falling inside there. If you notice, almost everyone is
crowded too now.
It's not crowded. It's called product market fit. If you are looking for product fit, come to Lagos and test your products. Developers, Lagos. What? Now Lagos. Now, guy, we joined a group from Twitter. Development. We are building an amazing product now.
How many people are in Lagos?
Randomly link up.
Like Lagos food here. They want to drag and say more gold lunch for Abuja before Abuja. When we do votes, everybody did. When most of the team did Lagos, so why would they go on that state? I'm on a Lagos.
Well, but socialization is Lagos. So Lagos. Let's touch base with another thing. Cost of living. Guys, Lagos still. Why I would say Lagos is that guy? Living in Lagos is quite cheap, guy.
Okay,
I stayed by cost of living, guy. I stayed in I school in Owerri now, guy.
True, yes, Lagos.
I spent too much for Takot and Warri. Cost of living in Lagos is cheap. Except if you want to do pass yourself. Like normal, it's my Jumia food. Okay, if I don't want chop Jumia food, chop food. Or chop what's in
the adoption.
Yeah. Guy, no stress, no wahala.
That's what I posted on WhatsApp. I said,
you do what? People have Yamulika.
Abi Abasira.
People have Yabasira or Amala Station or Amala Ward or Amala Shita. Are you joking?
You Aladuka.
Are you joking?
What other person is in that in
what make Lagos better to me? And I see like the crowd where you use quote unquote the crowud. Nine food Lagos for this Lagos. Point because without the crowd, this all this is not be achievable.
Produce market fees.
See that guy where they sell spark for Twitter.
Yeah.
He sells that spark. Plenty spark.
How much is it? With
1K guy, 1K.
See, I can show you receipts.
With sausage,
6,000 naira.
Guy with sausage, talking with dodo. 1K, guy.
I can send you screenshots. The babe sold this for us for 2.5.
No, cap, guy. Lagos
based on say, the guy where she didn't sell her, where she didn't come from. The party from Lagos before. Well, normally she sells it for 6,000.
Yeah, I know if you come
one plate of spaghetti and chicken.
But yeah, I understand the fact that other things are like revolved, but still. Forget, apart from the traffic in Lagos, guy, Lagos is calm. For me to stay, guy, to do anything.
See, you're saying now. You're saying you're living in Lagos. You just need to know to plan. Strategic planning is very important. Know the routes to order Uber. Know the routes to carry Okada. Bro, don't do mistake and carry Okada slow and slow. Guy, you will obtain
Lagos is
quite dangerous.
Unlike other places. But not the only Lagos in the...
Lagos is safe. Lagos only has petty crimes.
Safe.
Lagos is safe. It's just petty crime. If you go to Abuja, talk to Boko Haram, bomb. It doesn't kill.
Boko Haram, no fit bomb any body for. No bring that kind of agenda.
So at least I think I go agent. You know today safe. I was at the stadium with you that day. Yeah. And I was at the VIP section with the FIFA officials at home when Abuja hoodlums broke down the gates. Thank God for the security man that looked at my ID card, saw Lasu ID card, and said, oh yeah, student, Lasu, from Lagos. He kept me with FIFA officials that protected us and guided us out of that place, that is Stampede VIP section. There's why Stampede testing my logo.
What did you expect?
You cannot stampede some all this type of stadium
in Lagos. How you want to take stampede?
I don't know, Sha.
How?
And again, another time I really did not like Abuja again was during NSAS, guy. We always thought Lagos was not as terrible, but we thought Abuja was for the cool people now. And Dagbana Shoko did Lagos. What was now?
The people who marched to Abacha Barracks,
they were turned away peacefully. You understand? They told them to go back. Did it happen in Lagos? When did they come out and tell you, okay, sorry, please don't put go back?
Alausa. Sorosoke, where did Sorosoke come out from? Wasn't when we were blasting the governor? Sorosoke, where you are, boy.
I feel if you come to Lagos, Sha, you will not want to like go back to Abuja. Forget the
Afro Fives today with Chiki and they go. Last month was with this guy, Brian Mo. Next month, I'm not going to talk about it. In industry nights. Lagos in the day.
That's what I'm saying. The population Lagos is what makes the state top tier.
What's the scenario? I want to go to boat cruise. I go rent boats for the night.
Round the island.
Chill on top of that. Carry your babe.
I be people, babe. Postusha. I'm not like, but we not just like say now this state be the best and all that.
No, they can't be
I just feel like.
I don't think Abuja is overrated.
Yeah, I feel like Abuja is overrated.
Yeah, you have new infrastructure.
Abuja has sports and all it's not like that. It's not like they are saying it.
See, if you think it's Abuja, I'm doing it for. I've done it for Port Harcourt people before. They were yabbing me one day. I just reminded them that they don't have air quality.
What was Port Harcourt? We think they Port Harcourt. That's what they do.
They're gonna rep their state up and down. Oh God, they find that Lagos is the best state in Nigeria. Wow. We agree that your states might have one or two things better. Overall aggregates, we only aggregates are Lagos. So Man City lose match this season, but then go carry it. We know
so, this. So Bernard.
Yeah. The same.
Do you have plans of coming to Lagos anytime soon?
Yes, actually, I'm supposed to work with my uncle in Lagos. So he was like, hey, on IT, come over. But as you don't tell me, say, guy, you got IT, but once
you
got IT.
When you come to Lagos,
you bought me, of course, now we go ball you.
We'll put you in Airbnb 1 week.
Just know that I'm coming to Lagos with pitted eye like this. Any small flaw,
bro. Don't wait for Timothy. You know we are the gang. Bernard, when are you coming? Because we're planning the staycation.
With the plan small staycation, sha.
So okay, let's say
towards the end of the year.
Yes, because I'm already taking my design class.
Whenever you're about.
That's no problem. Just that I am coming. Any small mistake I spot, I will
actually coming. There's going to be a part two of this episode then. It does not end here.
I'll pull up my phone.
Watch out for the next episode. Marketed and distributed by Afis Olasco Limited. 234. What's the name of that road? The game where they sell film. Oh, well, I don't forget that side.
Alaba International.
Alaba International Market.
Ojo Lagos.
Ojo Lagos.
Grab your copy.
guys, it was really nice.
On this episode, are we saying Lagos is better than Abuja or Abuja is better than Lagos?
No.
Lagos is the best state. Lagos, for now,
Lagos is the best state.
Abuja is waiting for second leg.
Lagos is leading 2-1.
Oh, 2-1.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
In the favor of Lagos, because we are in Lagos. The next episode now is going to be Abuja's home, so we'll know they will be at their own advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys. I just want to be out to Bernard. Do you know downtown takeaway?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I'm mostly Domino's.
Domino's, imagine. I didn't even get top follow.
Domino's is good now. What's the magic?
No. It means it doesn't eat out. Doesn't like eat out.
That is house.
It doesn't eat out.
That is house. Mostly delivery.
Don't guess.
If you want to,
that's house. You will not be eating out like somebody like you.
Even in Lagos, I don't eat out. You don't eat out in Lagos.
I eat out now, but like not every. I did my house now. Yeah, you don't eat out like the rate.
So you don't go out like once in a while.
I do now. Normal chill now, guy. Even without going out,
I forgot you're a guy. We're guys. It's true. I understand your perspective. Now you're not supposed to ask the question. Now them guys are carrying for date up and down. Are they any?
What's Adeyemi? Akim now, but guy, as for Yoruba, but waiting the Adeyemi. Is there anything like Adeyemi, guy? It does not exist.
Why did you hear that?
I'll not let Akim speak Yoruba in this last day. Guy, Akim Yoruba is so terrible, man.
Yoruba is actually good.
Jesus, bro. You don't speak Yoruba.
I was trolling now.
I mean, you have spoken Yoruba to me times without number, bro. Your Yoruba is so bottom tier. I've said this on this pod before. Guys.
Bottom tier, Akim. Bottom.
Relegation.
I'm too tush, bro.
This guy is using playing tush card with language. Guy, what's that, man? Don't even call that slow, guy. What the fuck?
Everything,
bro. So,
okay, Yeni. I'm sure those boys are more lucky here. Once you get a leg on language. Obviously, they know if you have a lock up. They've carried you out now, like you eat out some Lagos now. It's not every time. You know, you chop out every time, but they come out sometimes, go radish and go chop lunch with the boys and just chill.
Yeni know they come out to anybody in Milokwe. Yeni don't mind that. We
should Oferat me out. Akim, you wanna pull me out? You wanna cast me?
I want to pull something out, not you.
Put it out without putting that in.
What are you pulling out, bro?
Bernard, so what I'm trying to say is that, like,
it's what I'm trying to say.
One thing, see, we can't use Domino's too, because Domino's is kind of like everywhere in Nigeria. I didn't say that you eat out, like, you go out just like eat and chill, like your crew and stuff like that. That's what I was asking Yeni.
Not frequently.
Yeah,
like I said earlier,
she should be doing that. Yeah, I mean, like, okay, no, sorry.
She's not,
she should be doing it. It's good that she's not doing it. But guys usually do it.
Let me correct that statement. I'm so lost.
Okay, just pull out your question.
Yes, just like, what is your point?
Bad, yeah. What is your mandate? Why don't you drag
Ben? What are you dragging him for exactly?
Don't worry. Wait for
okay.
Let's just wait
referee don't go find out me too. No, don't worry, lock up. I want squash you, but lock up. Second leg.
Okay.
Don't worry. Allah, I will drip you
second
like.
Leg.
But I will end your career like really end up your career.
So,
guys, that was hard now. How about?
Okay, so Akim does not have shoes at all.
At all.
The issue is that I'm the two of you. The point is that Akim is down bad.
Let me just announce for you, Akim is down bad. I don't know. Akim is always talking about babe on this sport. People should just like.
I give you one babe now.
I beg. It's always disturbing you. Focus on your life with this man. Don't be so bad. And yeah.
I can use your teaser now.
If I say that Abuja, I probably have the babe by now. But. Sadly, I'm in Lagos, so
you are like you're giving Ben a point like this to so that Lagos babe.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying they are weak.
Me?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to say that like.
Why will you not date them? Why will you not date them?
Ooh, she Lagos girl. Yeah. It's not that I don't want to date them. The issue is that I've not dropped out my form. Not Google form out. I just finished designing. Yeni, we'll talk about distribution of the form in WhatsApp DM. You know, we have to do it that. We don't want your co-podcast host. This $1 billion podcast with dating one girl. Like
$1 billion.
No, not some. Yeah, it's my daughter that will come and be whining me. You know, we go for dinner party.
Anybody that will share a date at Kim, maybe she knows the startup founder, Kulo.
Yo. My startup is worth millions.
I can see you. It's worth millions on paper, really. You never. They go soon send the money, come out.
I never sell. I see the powder, bro.
Thank you guys for coming to this episode was really nice. So, we'll be skipping other segments, guys. I'm like done very long already.
Go and watch Ozarks.
So, Ozarks. Let's just shield Ozarks. So if you saw the the first part of the season 4, the second part of the season
4. I still person Wi-Fi download that.
But it's really nice. So you guys should go and check out Ozarks.
Think about this before you go.
I came on to drop is useless.
Let me drop my quotes for you guys. Guys. Ramadan is almost over.
How is that quote? Guys, you're starting your quotes with Ramadan.
Ramadan is almost over. You see all those bad things.
Akim is already saying what somebody
else.
You got exactly.
We're in there.
We're
all those bad characters that you could have been dropping for this sport. Almost 30 days, Abby.
Bro, we're coming back from church today. We're like, yeah, have you noticed that they rare fight?
Yeah, everywhere I've been so calm in Lagos.
As in, like, it's calm.
All those bad Abby that you did not do because of fasting.
They're not smoking
it, bro. Don't do it, guys. People don't reduce everywhere.
I swear.
People snap, no, you go. People should stop. People should stop. You see that you are not addicted to you go. Olori Buruku Loko, man. Yeah. You want to turn yourself to the exhaust pipe. You should stop. And turn a new leaf. Anytime you want to smoke, just tell yourself, huh? Ah, we are fasting. Ramadan. Even though we are eating in the afternoon.
Yeah, take it as green fast.
Take it as green fast. So that's bad for me. So better if you can like give you like out of we are like
wrapping. We're done already. We are done. This is just that show. Cool.
Yeah.
We should probably no. Like,
Bernard, are you there? Bernard.
Huh? Abuja Network.
Yeah, we said you should give like your round of talks. We are wrapping up now.
Terry,
round of talks is that Abuja is the place you'd want to live in. You should at least visit that.
If you want to make money, I pay Uber 10K.
Bernard is like on this Abuja.
Nice one. Pay Uber 10K.
You should keep all your bullets for the next episode.
It's okay. Russia, they sponsor my army.
Give round of talks, guy. Say your buys. Yenny, this two will not end this thing today. So let's just think about ourselves. They will not stop.
Okay. So you all, thank you for listening. Share our podcast.
To share your podcast, this podcast to your friends.
We know we'll
be Abuja guys.
You can send it to so Abuja Lagos guys.
Drop comments.
Drop comments on our Twitter and Instagram. So we can like take votes. Now the votes go determine who go get the higher odds.
Abuja the lesser odds. Or Lagos. Yeah.
So don't forget to like give us our flowers. Yeah. Drop.
I want to smell our roses, please.
Yeah, and all that. Thank you once again, guys, for coming to the episode.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to yet another interesting lit banger.
Yeah,
the podcast is done. So
we hope to see on the next episode, the part two of this particular episode. So, cheers, guys.
Cheers. Yeah.